It's the Vinyl Countdown.
And welcome to the show, which is all about the warm, crackly sound of vinyl. Over the next hour, we're remembering some of the great musical stars who left us in 2022.
You need a shoulder.
Much loved and just one of the stars of vinyl that we lost in 2022. We're remembering some of them over the next hour. Olivia Newton-John with two of her big hits. Physical was a British and American number one in 1981. And Sam showed a softer side to her music, a top 10 hit in 1977. We're sitting here in the studio surrounded by 7 and 12 inch records, real vinyl. As usual, my son Max is here as well as we play and discuss the tracks. Olivia Newton-John had a really beautiful voice, Max.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible how she sings. I mean, she's got such a range. Obviously, you can't show it off in a song like Physical, because that's more about sort of energy and power. But for this, it's just, for Sam, it just, you can add so much sort of smoothness and you can really show off the voice. And that's what she's done here, and I love it.
Yeah, you said you hadn't really realised before.
Yeah, I mean, the only sort of Olivia Newton-John songs I listened to are the sort of really power pop ones, like Xanadu or Physical, and it means I sort of don't really get that side to her much.
I remember the first time I heard Olivia Newton-John sing Sam on television on a programme called Top of the Pops in 1977, I was absolutely blown away. You know, the voice seemed to have such purity.
Yeah, I mean, it just, she can do what few else can do, and it's a terrible shame we lost her this year.
Yeah, I think she was quite a musical star, you know, and underrated in many ways, you know, regarded as on the softer side of pop music, so perhaps not taken as seriously as big rock stars at the time.
Yeah, but she still managed to make it fun. I mean, Physical's an absolutely fantastic example of that. Like, every single 80s home workout video is just that song on repeat.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, Physical was her biggest hit. It was a change in many ways from, you know, a clean-cut image to a more sexy, assertive persona, from starting as a country pop singer to something very different. It did mark a step change.
I know, and I quite like this new sexy persona.
As she had, as you say, quite a musical range. And we could have played so many other records from her, including all of her hits from the musical Grease, where she acted too in the role of Sandy.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Grease as a movie, and honestly, its music is a bit...
But she's quite good in it, actually.
Not as far as her acting's concerned.
But her singing is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, her singing is quite good.
And she had so many hits with John Travolta from that Summer Nights, for example, the one that I want. I mean, it was really, really
I think we
huge.
Can all agree, though, Grease is just not particularly...
Well, you can agree.
It's not a high-quality movie. The music's great, but nothing else about it can be really enjoyed.
When you listen to her 70s hit, she was almost made for that decade, perfect for middle-of-the-road radio, whereas the music of the 80s had a bit of a harder edge. And I think she, although Physical was huge for her, that probably wasn't her natural stuff.
Yeah, but who cares? First rule of mass media, give the people what they want.
And she did that.
Really well as well.
So Olivia Newton-John suffered from cancer 3 times. That was what eventually killed her. And I think history will look back fondly on her. She'll be remembered as someone who really contributed to the music industry.
You know, absolutely. She just managed to create such an image, and she collaborated with many artists as well, such as VLO.
Yes, that's right. It's Legend of Xanadu, isn't it? Or Xanadu,
yeah. And that's really sort of...
And Cliff Cliff Richard as well, actually, another one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she managed to collaborate with so many big names. She had so many fantastic hits on her own. Like, she will be remembered as one of history's biggest pop stars.
Yeah, I'll certainly miss her. In an interview in the 80s, Olivia Newton-John said she was always keen on evolving her musical style, on developing.
Well, I think, you know, 4 years have gone by since the physical album, and I think to be stuck with the same sound that you had 4 years ago would be rather boring. I mean, my voice is still there, but I think, you know, sound in recording has changed and synthesizer sounds have changed. So you have to keep growing with the times, but also keep your individuality. But I hope always to produce something a little bit different so that I keep growing and changing.
So
And we lost the writer of these fine Motown songs during 2022, two great 60s hits, Heatwave from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and You Keep Me Hanging On from the Supremes. They were both written by Lamont Dozier. Listening to those, Max, he was clearly someone who knew how to construct a catchy pop tune.
It really was, but they're sort of both the archetypal 60s song.
In what way?
Like, they both have that sort of drum beat going through it and a sort of up-tempo, let's go surfing type vibe.
Yeah, there's something driving those songs, isn't there?
I think it's just the 60s hippie energy.
Yeah, I was thinking in particular, you know, the Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On. I felt it was being driven forward all the time by the music.
The Vandellas is sort of driven more by the vocals, I think.
Mm.
But in a way that pushes it forwards as well. It's a bit more Beach Boys style.
Well, Lamont Dozier was part of the writing trio, Holland Dozier Holland. They were responsible for the very distinctive sound of the Motown record label. And good songwriting is quite a skill, I think. And they really brought that to Motown.
Yeah, it's crucially important that you can write a good song.
Yeah, but not everyone can. And he really did do hit after hit for big bands like the Four Tops, the Temptations, all sorts of people who were very big on the Motown sound, part of that black music sound that was coming out of Detroit in the 1960s.
There are people who sort of have that ability, you're right, and then people who just don't. But I think if you write a bad song, there's no way you can save it from my sort of perception.
Yeah, and you do some composition, don't you, as part of your music. So,
like, I don't know, even if I got the London's the LSO to play some of my slightly terrible compositions, that would not save it.
Well, I don't think Lamont Dozier had that problem. He was born in Detroit in America, the home of Motown Records, and he absorbed the sights and sounds of that city, he said, which came out in his writing. I think, you know, Heatwave, we've talked about this, you and I in the past. Heatwave is something that was observed on the streets of Detroit, people bathing in the heat in fire hydrants, and he just brought that to songwriting. So he's obviously very good at observation.
I'm very much hoping one day we can take the Vinyl Countdown to Detroit. There's just so much history there.
Okay, we'll try and do that. Yeah. We'll go on the road. How about that?
Yeah.
Now, you know who else he wrote with in the 1980s?
Who? Is it Olivia Newton-John?
No, it wasn't Olivia Newton-John. It was Phil Collins.
Oh.
Your favourite.
Oh, I've just received some horrible news.
What's that?
Phil Collins is still alive.
I know you're not very keen on Phil Collins. We make this joke every year, or you do. Poor old Phil Collins. I really like him.
Mm.
Anyway, Lamont Dozier wrote Two Hearts for the movie Buster with him. And it's quite a good song. It was a very big hit. So he evolved his musical style as well, Lamont Dozier, from the 60s through the 70s into the 80s.
Well, Buster must be such a grim movie.
It's actually a very good film. I really like it.
Well, with terrible music.
I'll make you watch it one day. Now, Lamont Dozier also sang on some of his compositions, songs such as Back to Your Roots, Going Back to Your Roots, which was also a hit for Odyssey. And I think being a singer himself might have helped his writing.
I think that helps a lot. Like, say, you see it in classical music, instrumentalists always write better than for their instrument than for anything else.
So that probably meant he was fairly strong, or much stronger on the writing than he'd otherwise be.
Exactly. Like, it's a very important strength to be able to write for something you know how to use. Like, it gives you more depth and understanding.
Well, it's interesting, you know, in this programme we talk a lot every year when we look back on who's died at the musicians, the singers and band members playing instruments who've died. It is quite interesting, isn't it, that actually without singer-songwriters and good songwriters like Lamont Dozier, that those bands would be nothing.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of important to remember, that the songwriter is behind everything, really.
Well, Max, you're going to be back in the studio again later with more on one of today's artists. We are playing some of those we lost in 2022, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories. Yeah.
And we lost the lead voice behind many of the hits from reggae band Aswad. Angus Gay was better known to fans as Drummy Zeb. Don't Turn Around was a number one in Britain in 1988. They were the first British reggae band to be signed to an international label, Island, and they paved the way for others. One half of Seals and Crofts passed away during 2022, but Jim Seals leaves a rich musical legacy, especially this hit.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. Our care in the world. See the smile of Wayne in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Summer Breeze was huge in the American charts and played constantly on the radio in 1972. Jim Seals and Dash Crofts were both born in Texas and were early proponents of the musical style known as soft rock or yacht rock. This is Jonathan Charles, Coolio, Meatloaf, Depeche Mode, and many others are on the way as we remember some of the stars who died in 2022.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories, Jonathan.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the nights living in the desert.
Living in the desert paradise.
We keep spending most of our lives living
situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life, I was raised by the street, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Number one on both sides of the Atlantic in 1995, Gangster's Paradise from Coolio. Sadly, the rapper died in 2022. He sold more than 5 million copies of this song, and it was ranked as one of the 100 best of the 1990s. Quite something. And we also lost Nikki Tesco of The Members in 2022.
Save all for it.
She has a car.
sound.
This is the sound.
The Sound of the Suburbs, Nikki Tesco on lead vocals for the members. They took that punk anthem to number 12 in the UK charts in 1979. After the band broke up, Tesco often worked as a music journalist and a commentator. Max is going to be back shortly, that's right after the triple play, all on today's theme of musicians that we lost during 2022, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown,
1957. Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, gals, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, Gallis, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. The love so rare and true, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
77.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling. We're down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat.
Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Yeah.
down, dancing through the night with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be down. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be down. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be down. Oh, that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now, before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
That was the Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, all on today's theme of musicians who died in 2022. First, we had an American and British number one, Peggy Sue, by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. The band's drummer, Jerry Allison, wrote the song, and we lost him during the year. Then it was the distinctive sound of Meatloaf. He was an American rock singer and actor, renowned for his powerful voice. Bad Out of Hell was one of his biggest hits. The album it came from is one of the best-selling of all time. 45 million copies were snapped up by buyers. Finally, we heard Just Can't Get Enough from Depeche Mode. Their keyboardist, Andrew Fletcher, died in 2022. Max, you're back in the studio. You've been finding out some more about Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode are an English electronic music band who came together in Essex in 1980. Andrew Fletcher joined Dave Garn, Martin Gore, and Vince Clark. They released their debut album just a year later. Depeche Mode have had 54 singles in the UK charts and 17 top 10 albums. They've sold more than 100 million records worldwide. They've been included in lists as one of the 50 bands that changed the world and 100 greatest artists of all time. Just Can't Get Enough, which we just played, was their third single, and it reached number 8 on the UK charts and was part of a wave of synthesizer-led bands who started doing very well in the early 80s. The surviving members of the band are still performing today as Depeche Mode.
I know that you aren't keen on synthesizing music, but I like that track that we heard from Depeche Mode, Max.
I just think it's a bit boring. Like, I don't care how much synth you put in your track. You cannot hide if it's a bad track behind all that. Like, that can't be an excuse.
I suppose it sounded very modern when it came out because there was a wave of synthesizing music that was starting to hit the charts. People using new instruments, you know, new bits of electronics that they hadn't had available before in the 70s.
It just feels a bit boring. Imagine if, I don't know, say, Bach said, I'm using the piano instead of a harpsichord, so I don't care if this song sounds terrible.
Now, sadly, we've only had an hour to feature some of those who died in 2022. We could have played so many more. Country music singer Loretta Lynn, Judith Durham from The Seekers, Gary Brooker from Procol Harum are amongst the stars we also lost. So much musical talent went this year.
It's a great tragedy, isn't it? Every single year we do this show, and every single year it sort of pulls on my heartstrings thinking about all these incredible people who have made so much music over the years, and now they're not here to do anymore.
Well, we have one more important musical figure still to come.
But first, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
And we lost the man who gave us one of the most recognisable film scores of all time. British composer Monty Norman wrote a host of tunes, but is best known for this. The James Bond theme came out in 1962 for the film Dr. No. That is just about it from us. See you next time with another box of great vinyl.
Bye.
The Vinyl Countdown!